This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another El Paso County school district now requires that students participate in sports based on their biological sex. That's District 11 in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The policy classifies sports into three categories: male, men, or boys, then female, women, or girls, and co-ed, mixed, or open. The language of the rule argues the move is meant to ensure fairness, safety, and equal opportunity, particularly for female athletes. The rule also limits locker room usage to a student's biological sex. On sports trips, students will not be allowed to sleep in hotel rooms with someone of the opposite biological sex. El Paso County School District 49 passed a similar rule earlier this year. Opponents of these policies say they violate state anti-discrimination laws meant to protect transgender students. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Reports to the student reporting system Safe to Tell were down 9% in May compared to April. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
In May, the program received more than 2,900 reports, already surpassing last year's total, with 2 months of reporting to come. Most of the reports were related to school safety, bullying, and mental health concerns. May reports included a staff member's alleged misconduct that led to an arrest and a report that a student was selling vapes to other students. The report was confirmed. The school took disciplinary action and informed the student's parents. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The defamation trial of Mike Lindell of MyPillow could soon go to the jury. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Eric Coomer is the former director of product strategy and security for Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems and is suing Lindell for defamation. Coomer says Lindell destroyed his career and caused immense harm by spreading false claims that Coomer was involved in stealing the 2020 election for Joe Biden. Attorneys for both sides are expected to give final arguments today. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This is CPR News.